You're with SBS Radio.
Magandang umaga po sa ating lahat, mga kababayan at mga katuto na nakikinig sa atin dito sa ating radio. Si Norma Hennessy po ito, nag-uulat mula dito sa Adelaide. Naririto po tayo ngayon sa opisina ng Migrant Resource Center upang ating kapanayamin ang ating katuto at kababayang si Cynthia Caird. Si Cynthia Caird ay isa pong Pilipina na kababayan natin, siyempre, na sumali sa eleksyon ng 2000, sa political events ng South Australia ng 2014. Can you tell us more about that scene?
It was in November 2014 that I decided to nominate myself for the council elections of the city of West Torrens. And I almost made it. Preferential voting almost paved the way for me to actually get in the council, but missed out on one vote.
That must have been a blessing in disguise, though, because after that, you started very active sa para sa komunidad ng Pilipino. Si Cynthia po ang puwersa. Siya po ang nagpasimula ng taunang malakihang piyesta ng Filipino community dito sa South Australia. Can you tell us more how you started with the fiesta, Filipino fiesta, Cynthia?
There has been so many things leading up to the holding of the first Philippine Fiesta in South Australia. Before that, I was actually a Filipino worker, and I had in 1998, and I had so many contacts with the Filipinos that settled in South Australia. And then it paved the way for me to go interstate and witness the Victorian Fiesta in December 2014. So many things happened in 2014 other than the election that I went for. So in 2015, when I came back to South Australia, I said, we can do this in South Australia. And so I tried to make some connections there with government to be able to get some monies to have an initial inaugural fiesta. And it did happen because South Australian government supported that through a number of grants then. They were small grants, but we started small, and we've actually gone quantum leaps because government recognized that the Philippine Fiesta is quite important for the community to actually promote its culture and celebrate it. So that government actually gave a 3-year funding for the Fiesta to occur after 2015, so 2016, 17, and 18. There's money from government to support the Fiesta.
At ang part sa piyesta ng Filipino community dito sa South Australia, ginawan mo rin ang paraan na magkaroon ng malakihang selebrasyon ang Philippine Independence Day. Nagsimula yan ng anong taon yun, Cynth?
When I was involved in the community in an official capacity as chairperson of Filipino Settlement Coordinating Council of SA, and I did it for 2 years, 4 years, 2 terms and 4 years. I actually mobilized the management committee to be able to come up with Filipino dinner dance to celebrate Independence Day. And the Philippine Independence Day celebration, every 2 years, there is a community awards given by FSAC to outstanding contributors to Philippine community life in South Australia. So last year there wasn't that award, but this year, through the new leadership of Ben-Hur Winter, there will be some awards during the Independence Day dinner dance and a community awards, which will be held on the 9th of June at Slovenian Hall.
Yes, parang ganun ang narinig ko. So ayan po ang ating ang panayam kay Cynthia. Siya po ang main person behind sa mga pangyayaring malakihan lately sa festivals dito sa sa South Australia para sa mga Filipino community. So ayan po, si Norma Hennessy po ito nag-uulat. Hanggang sa muli po.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.